I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Farmers have started planting Vermont's third hemp crop. Though their numbers are few, the acreage devoted to hemp has significantly increased this year, as has the direction of the state's fledgling hemp industry. John Kalish reports.
A VPR survey of hemp growers registered with the Agency of Agriculture indicates that around 60 acres of industrial hemp are being planted this year, dwarfing the acreage previously cultivated. This year, hemp is being grown in more than a dozen locations, from the Canadian border to the Massachusetts state line. In Hardwick, a company called Green Mountain CBD is planting 5 acres. It plans to manufacture a dietary supplement rich in CBD, or cannabidiol. CBD is thought to be effective in preventing epileptic seizures and pain from arthritis. Alejandro Burgad is the CEO of Green Mountain CBD.
There seems to be some kind of gold rush around CBD oil, because it actually does help people, and I think a lot of people are trying as hard as they can to capitalize on that. We see ourselves as a small business. Our genetics and our breeding program allow us to sort of sell the picks and the shovels for the gold rush.
Hemp is a cousin of marijuana, but it has very low levels of THC, the substance that gets you high. A farmer in Holland, near the Canadian border, says he's planting 10 or more acres of hemp, also with the intent of making CBD oil, which has no psychoactive effect. 4 other Vermont growers are raising hemp with an eye on the CBD market, which had sales of $65 million last year, according to the Hemp Industries Association. The FDA forbids companies from making health claims about CBD dietary supplements, but a British pharmaceutical company has reported encouraging results of clinical trials of a CBD epilepsy drug and will apply for FDA approval next year. But not all Vermont hemp growers are focused on CBD. The University of Vermont's Borderview Research Farm in Aalborg is aptly named. It's located across a dirt road from the Quebec border. UVM agronomist Heather Darby will plant 2 acres of hemp here in late May. It's the first time a university in the Northeast has done hemp research.
We'll actually extrude the oil out of the seed once we harvest it and look at oil content and quality, and then how to best utilize the meal, which is actually what's left after you extrude the oil out of the seed. Can it be fed to people, animals, so on and so forth?
Darby was unable to secure state funds for hemp research, but she's managed to raise some foundation money, and UVM has a crowdfunding effort underway to raise $15,000 for her research.
If people want the research to happen, this is how it's going to happen.
Sterling College in Craftsbury is also getting involved in hemp, working with a growers co-op called the Family Green. The group includes the State Line Farm in Shaftesbury, where the first of some 20 acres of hemp have been planted. The hemp grown there will likely be used for textiles and food. Professor Charlotta Rosendale says that hemp may also hold great promise as animal feed in Vermont.
We have a tough time growing all our own feed for animals, which is something we want to explore. So if hemp grows as well as it should, we have an opportunity to grow a feed crop that's probably better than growing corn, both for the environment and for the nutrition that it's going to give the animals.
A small patch of hemp will be grown in Burlington by Dylan Rapp, whose father founded the Gardner's Supply Company and the Intervale Center. The younger Rapp will be growing hemp in greenhouses at 2 other locations.
Vermont absolutely has the opportunity to create a boutique cannabis and hemp industry, just like we have created highly artisanal industries in maple syrup, cheeses, and craft beer. People who can demonstrate that they can grow hemp legally under the existing hemp program may very well have a leg up in the coming cannabis industry.
Rapp is opening a store in Burlington next month that will sell supplies for growing hemp and offer classes on hemp cultivation. For VPR News, I'm John Kalish.